Namo myoho renge kyo, namo myoho renge kyo, namo myoho renge kyo. Hi everyone, I hope you're in good health and secure. I just finished a brief video on how to chant. We're going to continue with a really meaty chapter of the Lotus Sutra, chapter 10. We're almost halfway through, but from here to chapter 18, I'd say, this is the crux of the teaching. This is really where we get down to brass tacks, or daimoku tacks, and we bodhisattvas learn how to be just that. Shakyamuni is talking to Medicine King, but by talking to him, he's actually talking to the entire assembly, yes? And he's describing the work of a bodhisattva. In the past and now, with the Lotus Sutra, what needs to be understood? What is the task at hand? He says, Medicine King, it is like a man extremely thirsty and in need of water, who searches for it by digging in a tableland. So long as he sees dry earth, he knows that the water is still far off. Continuing his labor unceasingly, he in time sees moist earth and then gradually reaches the mire. So think of that in terms of resolve, study, practice. Resolve, really important, right? I mean, you could have just looked at the dry earth and thought, I'm going to die of thirst. But he digs for a while. He's aspiring to find the water. And he digs and he digs and it's still dry. Quit. Shit, there's no water here, right? He has to have a tremendous amount of resolve, belief, conviction. At some point, I'm going to hit water. That's how your conviction needs to be about Buddha-ness. I've got to focus my mind more. I've got to open that Gohonzon door more. Got to open that Buddha eye more. I've got to get there. It's there. It's there. I know it's there. My obstacles are my own. That's what he's saying. Expedient devices. Get the meaning. It's not the words. It's not the water. It's not the digging. It's not the thirst. It's the determination. And what happens? So long as he sees dry earth, he knows that the water is still far off. But he knows the water's there. Continuing his labor unceasingly, right? Single-mindedly. He in time sees moist earth and then gradually reaches the mire. Then he makes up his mind. Then he makes up his mind. Didn't he already make up his mind? How did he get that far if he hadn't already made up his mind? Solely by conviction. Knowing that the water is at hand. Now I know. When you fuse with that mandala, and you feel it, nobody can tell you it's not there. Bodhisattvas are also like this, he says. If they have not heard, nor understood, nor been able to observe this law, Flower Dharma Sutra, again, we're here to observe the Dharma. We're not creating it. We're not searching for it and it falls on our heads. We're the observers of this truth. If you don't observe it, then it's not real. That's Saha. That's this Saha world. You may know that there are still far, they are still far from perfect enlightenment. They've just touched it. The water's there. They know it. But that doesn't mean you're swimming freely in it. You just know it's there, finally. If they hear, understand, ponder, and observe it, you may assuredly know that they are near perfect enlightenment. For what reason? Well, because the perfect enlightenment of every bodhisattva all belongs to this sutra. This sutra brings out the fuller meaning of the tactful or partial method in order to reveal the real truth. That is, it opens wide the door, the Kwanzaa door, which has heretofore been only partially opened in order to reveal the truth in its reality. In other words, it opens the door to Buddhahood for all. Hinayana, Mahayana, Sravakas, Pratyekabuddhas, Bodhisattvas, and is the only sutra that does so. The doctrine is called opening the temporary truths and revealing the real truth, or opening the three vehicles and revealing the one vehicle. All right? The treasury of this Law Flower Dharma Sutra is so deep and strong, so hidden and far away, that no human being has been able to reach it. Now the Buddha has revealed it for instructing and perfecting bodhisattvas. This is your operations manual. He just actually said it. Medicine King, if any bodhisattva on hearing this Law Flower Dharma Sutra is startled or has doubts and fears, you may know that this is a bodhisattva neophyte. He's just playing at Buddhism. If any sravaka on hearing this sutra is startled, has doubts, and fears, you may know him for an arrogant, prideful person. Ouch. Medicine King, if there are any good sons or daughters who after the extinction of the Tathagata desires to teach this Law Flower Dharma Sutra to the four groups, monks, nuns, lay monks, lay nuns, how should he teach it? That good son or good daughter, entering into the abode of the Tathagata, wearing the robe of the Tathagata and sitting on the throne of the Tathagata, should then widely proclaim this sutra to the four groups of hearers. What are hearers? Anyone who endeavors seriously to study Buddhism, this Myoho Renge Kyo, is a hearer of the Buddha's words. Or, in other words, a shravaka. As I call it, as a Western man, a monk. If you're serious about learning and practicing Buddhism, you are a monk. Nobody has to hit you over the head and stamp your forehead, monk. This is a mental decision you make. The abode of the Tathagata is the great compassionate heart within all living beings. The Tathagata is part and parcel of all of us, all living beings. The robe of the Tathagata is the gentle and forbearing heart. The throne of the Tathagata is the emptiness of all laws. Experiences are experienced, period. Here's a bundle of that experience. No, it must be experienced. Do you see? established in these, then with unflagging mind, single-mindedly, to bodhisattvas and the four groups of hearers, he will teach this law, flower, dharma, sutra. This is what we're doing right here, isn't it? Medicine King, I, though dwelling in another realm, will send spirit messengers. My tathagatanas that is in your heart, mind, slash mind, will inspire you to aspire to. To gather together hearers of the law for that teacher, and also send spirit bhikshus, bhikshunis, and male and female lay devotees to hear his teaching of the law. You'll attract them. Your tathagatanas, as you develop it, as you open your Buddha eye, will magnetically draw listeners. Curious about their capacity, about Buddhism, about your life condition, whatever it is that drives them, they will come toward you. It will just happen. Life condition is a powerful thing, my friends. All these spirit people, these inspired people, these curious people, hearing the law, shall unresistingly receive it in resolve and obey it. If the teacher of the law takes up his abode in a secluded place, then I will abundantly send universal realms of influence, dragons, spirits, Gandharvas, Asuras, and others to hear him teach. Though I am in a different domain, I will from time to time cause the teacher of the law to see me. You'll fuse with your mandala and you will experience Buddha. If he forgets any detail of the sutra, I will return and tell him that he may be in perfect possession of it. At that time, the world-honored one, desiring to proclaim this teaching over again, spoke thus in verse. Here we go. In order to be rid of sloth, hearken to this sutra. If you want to get rid of laziness, resistance, all of the little samsaric monkey tricks in your mind that want to say, do this instead. You can do that later. You ever heard any of those? Rare is the chance of hearing it, and rare are those who receive it in firm resolve. It is like a thirsty man needing water who digs in a tableland, still seeing dry and arid earth. He knows water is yet far off. Moist earth and mire gradually appearing, he is assured that water is near. No, Medicine King. Such is the case with those who hear not the law, flower, dharma, sutra. They are far from the Buddha wisdom. Should they hear this profound sutra, which determines the law for all disciples, and is the king of all sutras, and hearing truly ponder it, its meaning, know that those people are near the Buddha wisdom. Should anyone teach this sutra, let him enter the Tathagata robe, right? The heart of determination. Wear the Tathagata robe and sit on the Tathagata throne. Undaunted amidst the multitude, let him openly expound and teach it. With great compassion for his abode, gentleness and forbearance for his robe, and the emptiness of all laws for his throne, abiding in these, let him teach the law, him or her, obviously. If, when he teaches the sutra, some should with deluded and malicious mouth abuse, or lay on swords, sticks, shards, or stones, think of the Buddha and let him be patient. In thousands of myriads of kotas of lands, I appear with pure, imperishable bodies, and in infinite kotas of kalpas, teach the law for all the living. Now he's talking about human embodiment of the Tathagata, what we call Buddhas, or Bodhisattvas, in the Buddha way, yes? If anyone after my extinction is able to proclaim this sutra, I will send him the four spirit groups of bhikshus and bhikshunis, pure-minded men and women, to revere him as a teacher of the law, while I will draw living beings and assemble them to hear this law for themselves, yes? Should men seek to assail with ill words, with swords, sticks, shards, or stones, I will send spirit people to act as his protectors. Now, obviously, these spirit people aren't Casper the Ghost. He's talking about influences from the 3,000 realms, yes? Should any teacher of this law, dwelling alone in a secluded place, in solitude where is no voice of man, read and recite this sutra, then I will appear to him with a pure and luminous body. Ye will experience Buddha. Should he forget sentences or words, I will tell him to his clear apprehension. Whenever such a man, perfect in these merits, either teaches to the four groups or in seclusion, reads and recites the sutra, he will always see me. Tathagata, yeah? When such a man is in seclusion, I will send universal realms of influence, and dragon kings, yakshas, demons, spirits, all of the different influences and realms of form, to be hearers of this law. That man will delight to teach the law and expound it without hindrance. So even if you're wrong, when you're reciting Gangyo, you are speaking to the life of the universe. You are not alone. You are admired in the momentum of life. Alone is a samsaric delusion. Because Buddhas guard and mind him, he can cause multitudes to rejoice. Whoever is close to such a teacher of the law will speedily attain the Bodhisattva way. Namo myoho renge-kyo. And he who becomes a pupil of that teacher will behold Buddhas numerous as the sands of the Ganges. That ends chapter 10. Some pretty direct stuff. No doubts in what he's saying, right? Next chapter, chapter 11, Apparition of the Precious Stupa. Oh, now we move in directly into Nichiren territory. And when we get through with chapter 11, if you haven't already read it, and it, certainly after I read it, I believe you will re-experience your mandala for what it is. Namo myoho renge-kyo. Thank you for your courage, for your effort, for your practice. And please continue your support. Like and subscribe. It helps YouTube be our ally. So it's propagation. It's a Bodhisattva act. Those of you who are downloading ebooks and ordering print books, proper mandalas, and the like. I very much thank you for your support. And those of you who are patrons who are doing monthly donations, whether it's $1, $10, whatever, you're keeping this going. So I can't express my gratitude. Just know that you are a personification of universal worthy bodhisattva. Truly. And when we get to that chapter, you'll understand why I keep saying that. All right. Take care of your health, please. Keep your practice strong. Take your time and savor it. It's so profound. Don't rush it. Right? And with that, I'll let you go, and I'll see you in the next one for Chapter 11. Bye for now.